mentioned about earlier, diabetes.
That's stepping into a real can of worms. I don't believe that diabetes is a problem. They have announced that juvenile diabetes, or diabetes 1, is a result of a flu infection. Coxsackie, Coxsackie B, chlamydia pneumoniae, a high fever flu, and immediately after that, high sugar. But of course, they're in the hospital, and what are they feeding them? Sugar and no water. So, anything's possible. I believe we can bring them out, put them through the basics. Sugar control, treat insulin as an allergy, and the sugar program, and go from there. They got to drink their water, they got to watch their diet. The diet, is, again, even with them, is not a live-on. It's only a training period. The problem is that we've got a lot of idiots out there who are treating diabetes with diet rather than the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Or reverse it. If your insulin need is lower than what you're taking, then take some sugar.
Yeah.
Not lower the insulin.
Yeah.
Raise the sugar.
Yeah.
Which is not the way it's supposed to be done. Because all you do is get higher and higher and higher insulin. You've got to get the insulin down so you're off of it.
And with adult onset diabetes, that's just childhood diabetes that's been allowed to progress.
40 years of quintuple the amount of diabetes is ridiculous. So to me, you got to take control of these people. And of course, I believe, and I'm being proved out a lot, that diabetes 2 is diabetes 1. Delayed.
Yeah.
They just didn't manifest the problem. They had the initial, they had the infection, but they didn't manifest the problem until later. Also, when you have midlife sudden heart problems, all of a sudden you got arrhythmias, you got not necessarily a heart attack, but the malfunctions. That's chlamydia.
Right.
Chlamydia pneumoniae. They could be Coxsackie, but more than likely, it's chlamydia.
Okay. That's good.
With TBA, you always tell people, we've got the symptom chart, and we've got the timed problems that can give you a clue, but how would you suggest that? How would you tell people to go about what we're thinking is?
That's the problem. The term has stuck. And it's no longer valid. Because we've gone to the menu. And you don't backward think on the menu. Now, if you're in a discussion, and you can keep it there, in like module 3, advanced healing, you've written down all of your symptoms, and we know that when we go through the menu, your symptoms will be alleviated, and we normally do not touch them.
Yeah.
So from that going up to the beginning again, we've got our symptoms. We read them. Now we can backward think. What had to go wrong to allow this symptom to manifest? Not that we're going to treat it, but you can now backward follow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then after you're all through, yep, that's logical. Now let's run the menu.
Yeah. Yeah.
So backward thinking is a exercise in futility.
Where did the idea for the menu come from?
Module 3.
Right.
The last 15 minutes of Module 3. Nobody liked it. Nobody understood it. And Wayne taught it the last 15 minutes. I taught it the last 15 minutes. Third or fourth time I taught it, it suddenly smacked me along the side of the head. This is what you're doing, stupid. Oh, okay. Then I started to like Module 3. Then I found I didn't like Module 3 at all. But I liked the menu. I still don't like Module 3.
Why is that? Is that because you hadn't been as hands-on in it?
Yeah, probably. But more than likely, I didn't think it was that in the beginning. It could be. But I like each emotion. Mm. They do a phenomenal job. Systems I like. There's a lot of good in Module 3. But some of the little pieces, some of the new body points, they're difficult. But they're vital. So we got to have them. It should be in 1 and 2. So all that should be in 3 would be programs, program sequences, paged emotions, that type of thing.
Because there's some good stuff in there. There's some
complicated
stuff as well. Once you start looking at things like levels and various other things, the degenerative disease.
16.6.
Yeah.
At DDS. That was originally called AIDS.
Yeah.
So it was built for it. It worked. It still does. But the name scared too many people. I do know.